Welcome back to We the People. Now, the number of coronavirus cases in India is inching upwards, and it's inching towards the 1,000 mark. COVID-19 is all we've been hearing about for weeks now. But let's remember, there have been only, as some would say, 25 deaths so far. And for every death, there are many who recover. In the middle of all this coverage, wall-to-wall coverage of COVID-19, what often gets lost in the noise is that the mortality rate of the coronavirus is a bit less than 1%. So that's what we're going to focus on tonight. Let's try and correct that. What is it like to be treated for COVID-19 in intensive care? Let's bring you a survivor's story. We have joining us now from Agra a couple who were infected with the coronavirus and have now completely recovered. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to call you Mr. and Mrs. Singh. Mr. and Mrs. Singh Pele, thank you for joining us. First, tell us your story. What happened? How did you contract the coronavirus?
Hello?
Haan ji, Mr. Singh?
Haan ji, haan ji.
Haan, please tell us your story. Kya hua tha aapke saath? How did you contract the coronavirus?
Madam, coronavirus जो था वो तो हमारे एक संपर्क में जो हमारे मिलने वाले थे उनके जरिए आया हुआ था. वो लोग कहीं बाहर गए हुए थे, वहां से वापस आए, उनसे हमारी मुलाकात हो गई और हमारी मुलाकात से हमारी मिसेस की हमसे मुलाकात हो गई. इस तरह से मेरे को और मेरी मिसेस को दोनों को हमको वायरस हुआ था.
And sir, you know, there's so much fear, confusion about the coronavirus because it's new. Kisi ko pata nahi hai kya hai ye coronavirus, but there's so much coverage about this.
Ab dekhiye, aisa hai na, nayi bimari hai, nayi pareshani hai. Ab usme jaise ki aap dekh rahi hain, chahe wo media le lo ya social media le lo ya kisi tarah se le lo ya aapas ki discussion le lo. तो उससे ये दहशत तो है ही है कि मतलब अंदर की पता नहीं क्या बीमारी है, क्या क्या उसके सिम्टम्स हैं, क्या उसका मतलब सॉल्यूशन है. तो जैसे जैसे जो था उससे थोड़ा दहशत तो थी. अब हमें हो या किसी और मतलब सेकंड पर्सन हो
नहीं, सो इसीलिए व्हेन यू फाउंड आउट, जब आपको पता चला कि यस शायद, और जब आपने सिम्टम्स देखे शायद ये कोरोना वायरस हो सकती है, वर यू स्केयर्ड?
तो नहीं, सिम्टम्स जब मेरे को जब पता गया, उन्होंने बताया डॉक्टर्स ने कि आपके मतलब सिम्टम्स पाए गए, मगर मुझे बॉडी में कोई, अपनी पर्सनल बॉडी में कोई ऐसा कोई इफेक्ट मुझे लगा नहीं. जैसे कहते हैं ना, कोई बीमारी होती है या कोई दिक्कत होती है तो उससे शरीर में कोई ना कोई अपना एक अलग से रिएक्ट करती है वो. तो इस तरह से मुझे तो कोई रिएक्ट हुआ नहीं था, मगर टेस्टिंग हुई है, टेस्टिंग में सिम्टम्स पाए गए, उसके वायरस की चीज पाई गई है, इसलिए शायद मुझे. मगर मुझे उस दिन से लेके आज तक अभी तक कोई ना तो मुझे खांसी हुई है, ना जुकाम हुआ है, ना कोई गले में प्रॉब्लम है, ना कोई फीवर है, किसी प्रकार की फिलहाल कोई कुछ ऐसी नहीं है कि मतलब जिसकी वजह से कोई दिक्कत हुई हो मुझे बॉडी में.
And that's what also needs to be highlighted in the press, especially as experts have pointed out, coronavirus doesn't affect someone who is healthy or maybe younger as much as it does persons who are older, above 60 and already facing some preconditions, whether it's diabetes, whether it's pneumonia, whether it's anything to do with the lungs. So this is a classic case of why you could get the coronavirus. It may not affect you, but you could be a carrier, which is why it's important that you stay home, not so much to protect yourself, but in order to protect everybody else around you, your parents, for example. Mr. Singh, that's why we appreciate your speaking out. Aaj Prime Minister Modi ne bhi do aur survivors ke saath baat ki thi apni Man Ki Baat show mein, and unhone kaha tha survivors ko ki agar wo unke experience share karenge public mein to agar wo viral ho sakti hai to fir people won't be so scared about the coronavirus. But Mr. Singh, aapki experience kya hui hai with people around you? You're not willing to come up openly with your name, your picture. क्यों?
दो बातें कहूंगा. पहला तो थोड़ा मेरी अंग्रेजी जरा कमजोर है मैडम, थोड़ा मुझे समझने में दिक्कत हो रही है.
नहीं नहीं सर, प्लीज गो अहेड.
हाँ, हिंदी में बात करेंगी, आप मेरे से भी बात करेंगी तो थोड़ा मेरे को भी सहूलियत होगी. पहली बात तो मैं ये कहूंगा कि मेरे को क्या दिक्कत हुई या मैंने कैसे उस वायरस को मतलब मैंने लड़ा या मेरे से मेरी इस बॉडी की उसकी फाइट हुई और क्या मैंने और पब्लिक को जागरूक करने के लिए बोलना है। तो दो बातों में एक पहली तो ये है कि मैं ऊपर वाले की मेहरबानी और नीचे डॉक्टर्स हैं या गवर्नमेंट्स ने जो सहूलियतें कर रखी हैं इस जंग से लड़ने के लिए एक तरह से बीमारी से लड़ने के लिए वो यही है कि बहुत अच्छी अच्छी सहूलियतें दी गई हैं। वो चाहे क्योंकि वो उन लोगों का टारगेट सिर्फ यही है कि पेशेंट को नॉर्मली हमें अब उसके घर भेजना है, उसका हमने सॉल्यूशन निकालना, उसको सही करना है और सही करने में सिर्फ सबसे बड़ी पेशेंट के लिए ये है कि वो संयम बरते, एहतियात बरते, वो चाहे सफाई से रिलेटेड हो, वो चाहे मानसिक तौर पे रिलेटेड हो, वो चाहे उसका फिजिकल रिलेटेड हो, हम तीनों चारों चीजों में हमने खुद अपना एक अपने आप को प्रिपेयर करना है क्योंकि हम भी नहीं जानते कि वो जो वायरस है वो या वो जो कीटाणु है जो भी है वो किस तरह से है।
Correct.
उस चीजों को जो साइंटिस्ट हुए या चाहे वो डॉक्टर्स की टीम हुई तो ये सब उसके प्रति मतलब सॉल्यूशन निकालने के लिए अपना काम कर ही रहे हैं।
पर मिस्टर सिंह मैं पूछ रही थी बिकॉज दिस इज अ न्यू अननोन वायरस, इतनी कंफ्यूजन है सराउंडिंग इट और बिकॉज ऑफ दैट रिएक्शंस क्या हुए हैं आपके पास, जैसे आपके नेबर्स, आप आज जो हमारे साथ बात कर रहे हो नेशनल टीवी पे, आपने आपका असली नाम नहीं बताया हमें, यू आर नॉट शेयरिंग योर पिक्चर, आपने आपकी आइडेंटिटी सीक्रेट रखी है, मैं पूछ रही हूँ क्यों?
नहीं ऐसा देखो एक्चुअली क्या है कि ना वैसे कोई आइडेंटिफाइड नहीं, नाम मेरा प्रदीप कुमार है, आगरे में रहता हूँ मैं, कोई ऐसा वो कुछ नहीं है और
नहीं नहीं सर, आई डिडंट मीन टू मेक यू शेयर योर यू नो आइडेंटिटी विद अस ऑन नेशनल टीवी, आई वाज जस्ट आस्किंग कि रिएक्शंस क्या हुए हैं आपके नेबर्स की, पीपल अराउंड यू, पीपल की रिएक्शंस क्या थी?
थोड़ा देखो बस रिएक्शन तो बस यही है कि आसपास के जो जैसे पब्लिक है वो अब समाज है या जो भी किसी तौर पे हो, हर आदमी को देखो अपने जीवन की रक्षा या सुरक्षा जो भी है उसने स्वयं अपने आप चाहे वो गलत फहमी से समझ लो, क्योंकि इस समय तो ये है ना कि आदमी के जो दिमाग में आ जाता है वो आदमी काम कर लेता है, उसे पता चल जाए कि हाँ भाई फलानी अगर कोई नई चीज आ रही है कि ये इससे दिक्कत हो रही है या इससे और भी ये फैल रहा है, मतलब जैसे कि हवा से आ रहा है या जो भी आ रहा है वो तो अफवाह ही है, तो गवर्नमेंट या जो सरकार जो तो कह ही रही है कि अफवाहों पर ध्यान ना दें, कृपया अपना यही है कि साफ सफाई रखें, थोड़ा एकांतवास रखें, थोड़ी दूरी बनाए रखें।
Well, thank you, Mr. Singh. Mr. Kumar, now, thank you for joining us and clarifying some of these myths. Thank you so much and all the best for the future. Well, you know, Mr. Kumar's experiences luckily haven't been bad yet. We are hearing horrific stories of harassment of those who are suspected of being infected or even those who have been hailed as India's coronavirus heroes. Doctors, nurses, delivery drivers, other frontline workers, they've been attacked and in some cases evicted from their homes by panicked residents. Today, two men from Nagaland, from the northeast, were denied entry into a grocery store of a large retail chain in Karnataka's Mysuru after the staff allegedly insisted that they were Chinese nationals. Take a look.
Very Indian, not accepted.
Wait, this one, sir. Wait, sir. Is there a kind of conspiracy that you guys act like in this war? You guys don't accept us as an Indian. Why? You guys don't know about Nagaland. You guys don't know about Northeast India. Why?
Sir, why are you discriminating us?
Why are you discriminating us? We are Indians. We too are human beings. We do need groceries. We are living a human.
We have Aadhaar card. Why are you discriminating us?
1 minute.
Why can't you accept us? We need a groceries like you, like as a human being. Even though we are foreigners, even though we are Indians, we are a human beings like you guys. Seriously, you guys don't accept it?
Not video.
See, in, wait, if you guys don't accept us, the groceries, not. See.
Not video.
Sir.
Hi.
All right, now the Mysuru City Police have tweeted that they have filed a first information report into the incident and they've taken the store's manager and the staff into custody. But let's go across. We have Dr. Satendra Kateva joining us from Jaipur. He is a consultant, pediatric hemato-oncology, cancer care in the Manipal hospitals. We have Professor Geeta Sen who's joining us. She's also with the Public Health Foundation of India. And we have Neeraj Kumar, former Delhi Police Commissioner, joining us. Doctor, first to you, viruses do not discriminate, but society does. But are you surprised that we're even hearing stories of doctors and those who are supposed, who are on the front line in this of this fight against the coronavirus, who are also being attacked now?
Namaskar, India. So we are not, because we see it day in, day out. And nowadays, you know, there is a trend that nobody dies of disease. People die primarily because of doctors. So we are seeing it for quite some time. And we are okay with that. We take it as a professional hazard. And we also understand that these families which are telling the doctors, the nurses, the technician, right? One of my blood bank technician was asked, you know, not to come back because he has gone to the hospital. And, you know, and we think that they want 100% safety for their family, the landowner. But then they have to understand that, you know, we also have a family at home, right? And we are coming back. So we are doing everything possible because we are going back to our family. Now think of us. We are into the hospital, and in some hospital, there are not even gowns, PPE. Forget about PPE. There are not even gowns. There are not even masks, right? No N95. But we are not saying government that we are not going to work because these are not there. We are doing everything possible, right? The biomedical waste material, we are making, you know, masks and gowns of them by stitching them together, and we are somehow pulling it off. And you think if we also start behaving like society and we tell government we are not going to see them, so that's not going to help. So our request to society is that, you know, there is one problem with COVID-19, right? And COVID-19 is not something which is going to come like a bullet and going to kill you instantly. It is just that we are worried primarily because it is suddenly going to increase the number, which will make our health facilities collapse. It's not a very significant nuclear war which is going to be. It is just the number which are going to come in a short duration of time. So please don't add one more problem to COVID-19, right? The other thing we want to tell them is, let us work. The only work you have to do is stay at home. Now, my technician pleaded that, you know, that landlord that, okay, when I will be reaching back home, I will give you a call. You please take your family inside. I will enter the house very silently. And can you believe this? But you know, when they come back, so rather than fighting with the diseases, now the 10 to 15 minutes we spend them, we tell them, okay, guys, you know, unko bolte hain hum log ki andhera kitna bhi zyada kala hoye, wo kabhi subah ko nahi rok sakta hai. It's just one more thing, right? Corona is a challenge, and there is another challenge society is throwing at us. It's fine. We shall overcome this challenge, right? But it's difficult, right? We are with our chief ministers, our prime ministers. We are not cribbing about the infrastructure we have in our country. That's the way we are. I have worked in the North American system, right? Even that is collapsing. Even heavens are collapsing, right? So we are not complaining about that. But the only thing we are telling the society, please do not add one more problem to our existing problem. And our only request to government is, please somehow procure more masks, more PPE. Not for us, because if we are not seeing patients into PPE or with N95 mask, if we get infected, we are going to give it much more patients than a patient to patient.
So use this time of this lockdown to actually invest in infrastructure. Dr. Kateva, Dr. Sen, please respond to Dr. Kateva. His sarcasm, not lost on anyone. But does this surprise you, given the fact that exactly a week ago, last Sunday, we were standing here and the entire India came out on the urging of Prime Minister Modi, stood on their balconies, clapped, banged vessels and, you know, made a lot of noise in support of doctors like Dr. Kateva, and yet we have him here today singing a different tune.
It's not surprising at all, because if you look at carefully at what happened last Sunday, there were two kinds of things. There were the people who were clapping for the health workers, and then there were the people who were dancing on the streets saying that by banging the pots and pans, they were going to make the noise that would drive the virus away. The problem is a huge amount of ignorance, yeah, which breeds fear. And I think that we need, as a country, from the top leadership, how wonderful it would be if the health minister, for instance, were to come out 2-3 times a week and say, all right, nation, here's the truth about this virus.
Well, the information and broadcasting minister really should also be doing that, instead of perhaps watching Ramayan on Sunday, a rerun of it on Sunday. We have Mr. Kumar. Mr. Kumar, please come in over here, because at this point of time, as Dr. Kateva said, don't add to the problem. And certainly adding to the problem seems to be the police, who can only speak with a big stick.
Sorry, I didn't get the question. The police?
Sir, there are numerous videos that have emerged of the police beating up persons trying to get about their day. Many of them essential services, providing essential services. Many of them healthcare professionals, many of them doctors even.
Yes, I too have seen those videos, and it is reprehensible what has happened, and it is something which is indefensible. I will not like to defend what has happened. But the good thing is that whenever these incidents have been brought to the seniors, they have immediately intervened and they have taken corrective measures. For instance, in Delhi, you would have noticed that there has not been a single video of this type. And another aspect of this is that the police are also doing a great amount of humanitarian service. But the videos of those services are not being shown on television. They are not being made popular. So that is another aspect. We should show both the things instead of all the time criticizing the police. I repeat, if the police have used lathi charge on people, especially connected with essential services, it's unpardonable, indefensible, and immediate corrective measures need to be taken so that they are not repeated.
Well, what an irony, what a difference a week makes. Our coverage last week and where we are, how the minds have changed, and how COVID-19 is bringing out middle-class India's worst impulses. Thank you all. I just want to end on that note, what Dr. Kateva has said. Please don't add to the problem. This is the only time where all we've been asked to do is to stay at home and do nothing. Let's try and do that. And if we can't, at least don't add to the problem. It's already bad enough. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you.